I think we are in 27.
Yeah. Letter number 27 to Mother Cecilia. Fiat in voluntate Dei. My good Mother Cecilia, thank you for everything. I don't know how to repay you, but I believe that Jesus will do it for me. I am sorry for your illness, since sight is so necessary. But the divine fiat is that which must embrace us, enclose us within itself in such a way as to consume us completely in the divine will. In fact, you must know that when we really decide always to do the divine will, His love is so great that He covers all our past miseries, defects, and passions as if we were newly reborn, and therefore, as though having made us new again, He wants to see nothing but His will in us. Now I send you my Christmas wishes in advance. I entrust you to baby Jesus. During these days, make of your heart a little host, and dear little Jesus will bring you as His wish, His love, His baby tears, His wails, His whole life, and will infuse in you His tender and compassionate love for His pains as a baby. This is my wish, and I also wish the whole community, especially those who remember me, the rebirth of baby Jesus within their hearts. I commend myself to your prayers, and from the heart, I will also do it for you, leaving you in the arms of the divine volition, as though harmonizing to breathe with one breath, with one heartbeat, and with one will. I kiss your right hand with profound obsequies, the little daughter of the divine will.
I'm always amazed how Luisa Picarreta, she's able to explain this gift in a very simple way. And well, I shouldn't be surprised, because it's, as Saint Teresa of Lisieux says, everything is grace, but she was given a special grace to be basically catechized, to be instructed by the Lord Himself in this divine science. And you see that once she understands this, she's able to articulate it in a very beautiful way and give consolation to these different people, in this occasion to this religious sister. And basically what the Lord promises also in the Divine Mercy Chaplet, or in that novena, that you do that novena, you go to confession, you receive the Eucharist, and that He's willing to forget everything. Everything and start anew all your past. And we know that the sacrament of confession, we are forgiven and everything, but one of the things that is different, or the difference, is that when you go and receive absolution, you still have to make reparation. So the penance, and what the Lord is saying is, I will forget everything. The way I like to put it is like with the example of a ticket. When somebody, not you, but somebody, you are all good people, but somebody, no, gets pulled over and gets a ticket. You have to go. You have to pay ticket. You have to go to the judge sometimes. And sometimes they take points from your license. So you pay, the judge says, okay, you pay, but you still have to, we're gonna take 2 points from your driver license. But basically what the Lord is saying that if you do this with the divine mercies, imagine that you go before the judge and says, the judge says, okay, I'm gonna forget about the whole thing. Just go home and don't do it anymore. You don't have to pay any ticket. I'm not gonna take any points from your license, not even a warning. Just start anew. And what our Lord Jesus is saying, I mean, what Luisa Picarreta is saying basically is that whenever you enter into that union, in that mode, because this is what the Lord really desires, because remember, even the sacraments, they are preparations for this gift. The sacraments, they prepare us for this gift. It's only a little taste. Well, we were supposed to enjoy forever. They give us only a little taste. So you go to the sacrament of confession, you receive absolution, and 30 minutes later, you fall again. I like the phrase that Father Robert Young used to say whenever he referred about the sacrament of confession. Something to the extent that I'm running out of grace. So this is what happens. We receive the Eucharist and then so many minutes later, we run out of grace. We go to confession, we run out of grace. And all of these things. But what our Lord Jesus says, this is the way to remain with me, as he says to the disciples, remain with me. This is the way to really get rid of our miseries, our defects, our passions, and be reborn again at every moment with every single act. This is the way to remain. So the sacraments, they prepare us, they dispose us, but as you can see, we fall and we fall and we fall. And as long as we are here, we are gonna be in that mode, but hopefully less and less and less and less. So this is what Luisa Picarreta is telling that to this sister, and he's telling to all of us that with every single act, Jesus basically is being reborn in us again. There is another passage from the Book of Heaven that the Lord says, for those who live in this way in union with my will, every moment is Christmas. Every moment is Christmas because Christmas is when our Lord Jesus was born. So now he's able to be born and reborn in you with every single act. So whenever we encounter suffering, pain, persecution, difficulties, struggles, instead of complaining, just give it to the Lord because the Lord knows that this is what we have only to give. And this is what he wants, and he wants to heal you, to heal us. So with every heartbeat, every single act, may the baby Jesus, be born in us, not only during Christmas, but at every moment, every day. So that the Lord be able to live in us again. Let's finish today with a Hail Mary, asking the Blessed Virgin that through her intercession, we may be able to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, in our souls. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let us ask also the Holy Spirit to remain with us, to come and be with us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. And may the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.